Chapter 32. The Yelling. Morning comes, gray as ash. I shuffle out of my room down the hall to the kitchen, where my mother is working on one of her crossword puzzles. She looks up from her graph paper and smiles. Good morning, dear. Good morning. A place is set for me at the table. A greenish-blue pill on a white plate on a dark green placemat on the maple table, and a glass of orange juice, and a box of cornflakes, carton of milk, bowl. Take your pill, dear, and have some breakfast. They make me sleepy. Dr. Alstrom said that will pass. You'll get used to it. They make everything fuzzy and gray. That's just a temporary effect, dear. She watches as I put the pill in my mouth and swallow some orange juice, then returns her attention to her puzzle. As soon as she's not looking, I spit the pill into my hand and crush it and rub the wet powder into my pajama leg. The effects of Prolofton wear off slowly. I spend most of the day in bed reading model railroading magazines. I'm afraid to go into the basement. I remember hurting the bridge. I'm afraid of what I might find down there. Late in the afternoon, I put my magazines aside and began work on a new sigil. My brain is starting to work again, and guiding the felt-tip pen over the lines and curves of the sigil seems to help me focus. By the time my mother calls me for dinner, I have completed it. It's an angry sigil. And how you feeling this evening, Doug? My father asks. Okay. I'm feeling okay. A little sleepy is all. Well, you need the sleep, my mother says. You've had quite a week. I nod. Dr. Alstrom assures us that the new dose you're on will have you back in shape in no time. Good. I push green leaves into my mouth and chew. My father says, I've taken the day off from work tomorrow. I chew. I thought the three of us could take a drive. I look up. Where? Well, as you know, you can't go back to Fairview High. We need to find a new school for you. We'd like you to take a look at St. Stephen's Academy. I've heard of St. Stephen's Academy. It's where kids like Freddie Perdue get sent. Isn't that like some sort of prison? I ask. Don't be ridiculous. It's a private school. I stare at my father, at his craggy features and whiskers and cavernous eyes. He's a stranger. A man who comes to our house at night and shouts and mows the lawn in a suit and tie, and goes to work in the morning. I don't think I want to go, I say. Now he's going to start yelling, I think. But he only smiles a ghastly smile and says, Why don't we just talk about it in the morning, Doug? You want to get rid of me? No, we don't, my mother says. We just want to do what's best for you. Then forget about it. I'm not going. My father's eyes flicker and burn. You'll do what we tell you to do. The veins on his forehead start to show. The yelling is about to begin.